And from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cormery. A landslide in downtown Juneau Monday evening took out homes, trees, and power lines. Cruise ship passengers in the harbor saw a flash when the transformer blew. And meteorologists from the National Weather Service had cautioned landslides were possible earlier in the day, but no major warnings were issued. Claire Strimple has a story for KTOO.
Okay, we're evacuating this area right now for a potential mudslide.
The fire truck is blocking Gastineau Avenue, and first responders are going door to door asking residents to evacuate.
Is it voluntary or we need to leave?
Voluntary.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Some are staying, some are going. Alanita Danner is looking for her 80-year-old mom.
So she's on the other. Have you tried to call her?
I have. She's outside. She's locked out right now.
You can't get through there.
She can't get to her because a large spruce tree came down across the road.
My mom called. And she said that my aunt's house is in the road.
Part of her aunt's house is underneath the tree. There's significant damage, but no one was inside. Danner's mom was able to evacuate down a stairwell and meet her daughter downtown. The tree blocking the road is also on top of Evan Hartung's truck. It came down from above the house where he lives. Hartung was watching television when he realized he needed to get out.
Yeah. Then, start hearing the shaking and the rumbling.
Yeah, you guys
are good. So I ran out barefoot and kind of coming down right behind me.
He's wearing his neighbor's cut-off extra tufts and a wool shirt. Rain is dripping off his beard. He's lived in this apartment for 4 years. He said the 2020 slide in Haines was on his mind when he heard the rumbling.
Just glad it wasn't a little bit to the side. That would have been my house.
So it didn't hit your house?
Just my stairway for the exit.
Sarah Wallace and her partner live in the unit next to Hartung.
So when we looked out the window, we saw him running out without any shoes. And then my partner and I grabbed both of our cats and ran out. And then I ran back in for a second to grab us coats. And yeah, we've been out here ever since.
Do you guys know where you're going next?
Yeah, I think so. Devil's Club.
Devil's Club.
They plan to stay with friends after swinging by the brewery to decompress. Their landlord, Terry Schwartz, says the tree missed his house, but the house isn't fine.
Well, there's another house on top of it right now.
Schwartz was finishing dinner at his home in North Douglas when he got the news. He says he feels sad.
I'm sad for the folks that live there. And I hope that we can get this cleaned up real quick. I'm also glad that Jin wasn't in his house, the guy above us. And hope this gets resolved quickly.
Schwartz says weather like this is getting more common.
It's been raining pretty wild, pretty crazy. It's rainfall intensity has definitely increased over the last couple of years here, and landslides have been more and more common. It's pretty wild.
Roads are closed in the slide area for the night. The city is asking people to stay at least a block away. Crews are slated to begin clearing debris in the morning. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple.
And about a dozen people were evacuated from their homes on Gastineau Avenue on Juneau Monday night after that landslide. The Red Cross set up a temporary shelter at a downtown fire station. As Red Cross volunteers stack snacks and water on a table, Monica and Travis Johnson sit in the corner with their two young children. Travis was at work when it happened. The road was blocked by a tree, so he couldn't get to his family by car.
I couldn't get up the road because of the avalanche, and so I had to come around and park down below and go up the steps by the glory hole and get my family and bring them back down.
Monica is holding their baby daughter while their son plays with toy trucks.
And then they told us that we would be told how they were going to house us. I don't know for how long exactly. We're just hanging out.
Yeah.
Waiting out of the rain.
Britta Tonensen is with the Red Cross.
So right now, this is the evacuation center, and we have Red Cross is bringing some snacks and water and things just to kind of slow things down until we get some information, and then we'll go from there and provide some support to the families impacted by this displacement.
Virginia John Daniels and her partner came to the shelter with their dog and their cat.
Yeah, but definitely grab the animals and some food for them too. And just kind of doesn't hit our place, lose everything we worked for.
John Daniels has been at her place for 5 years. She used to work for the Red Cross and said it was very different to be on the other side of emergencies. The Red Cross and the city and borough of Juneau planned to offer hotel vouchers to the small group who had been displaced. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cormery. And a former state Alaska trooper has been named as the state's new lead on solving cases involving missing and murdered Indigenous people. State officials announced today that Lonnie Piscoya started the job on September 19th, replacing Ann Sears, who retired last month. Piscoya is Inupiaq and was born and raised in Nome. He served in trooper posts spanning from Galena to Ketchikan, rising to lieutenant. Piscoya says he decided to come out of retirement when Public Safety Commissioner James Cockrell called and personally asked for his help on the state's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Peoples Initiative. Piscoya says he started the new job by reviewing information from old cases. Piscoya says the state is planning to hire a tribal liaison and may eventually be able to fund a few more investigators to address cases. And in the Bering Strait region, children in households without running water are much more likely to get middle ear infections, a new study confirms. The Alaska Beacon reports on data from screenings of more than 1,600 school children in various communities in that part of western Alaska. The data found that lack of running water, a chronic problem in rural Alaska, corresponded to a 50% higher rate of middle ear infections. Young children, aged 3 to 6, were most at risk, the study found. Though the study found a strong link between lack of running water and ear infections, that link did not extend to children's hearing loss. The study also did not find a link between other known risk factors like crowded housing and indoor smoke. Doctors and scientists have long tied poor water and sanitation service in rural Alaska to health problems, with infants and young children especially affected. That's even more common for respiratory diseases such as RSV, a chronic problem in rural Alaska. And more recently, the link has been confirmed for COVID-19 in rural Alaska. And today is Jeremy Shea's last day with KTOO. Our managing editor, Jennifer Pemberton, has this retrospective of Jeremy's time with us.
The first time Juno heard Jeremy Shea on the radio was Christmas Eve 2009.
A common tradition for Americans who don't observe Christmas is to patronize the two businesses that are invariably open on December 25th, Chinese restaurants and movie theaters.
In August of 2013, he extensively covered a professional jump roper trying to break several world records.
During the show, the Ketchikan native hopes to set a new world record for most bum skips in 30 seconds. That's right, bum skips.
Basically, you're seated with your feet out in front of you and you're jumping while you're sitting down.
He coined the phrase fecal cliff.
Just 10 weeks left before Juno goes over the fecal cliff. Juno's sewage sludge disposal contract with Waste Management expires at the end of the calendar year.
At least he thought he did. It turns out a radio host in Kodiak beat him to that term. Then there's a simple story from 2013 called A Bear Walks Into a Bar.
The clip shows a black bear's brief visit Monday night to the lobby of the Alaskan bar.
And as soon as it got to the bar door, it made a left and walked in like he wanted to have a beer.
And who can forget his deep investigation into whether or not Juno has the world's smallest Costco?
I'm Jeremy Shea, and this is Curious Juno.
As far as I can tell, that is true. Yes, Kevin Green, Assistant Vice President, Northwest Regional Operations, Costco Wholesale.
Are there other ones that are close that leave you some doubt?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Jeremy wore a lot of hats at KTOO. He was a reporter, an editor, a producer. He started freelancing for KTOO in 2009 after getting laid off from the Juno Empire. In 2011, he produced Gavel Alaska, and he joined the news team in 2013. His interest in government is a thread that runs through his career here. Over the last 10 years, he reported nearly 1,000 stories for KTOO. That's 10 years of referendums, of assembly meetings, of gubernatorial candidates, stories about sewage, about infrastructure spending and property taxes, about Mendenhall River floods, about garbage bears and drug busts. Jeremy's moving to Anchorage next month and will report for Alaska Public Media, so you'll still get to hear him on the radio. We can all expect to get to know the sewage situation in Alaska's largest city soon. In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.
And while the rain has slowed today, it's expected to pick back up Wednesday night, and more heavy rain is on the forecast for Juneau later in the week. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Crumry.